she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, would you look at the time? It is 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning, which means it's time for the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. Hello. I like to imitate whatever Tammy does because she always has a fun hello. Hello. So we're here every Saturday taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, or your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, you should call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. And this week, not as usual, you cannot go to AutoFlex.com and see our Save Money Monday cars because there was a glitch. A glitch. That means that the software guys and the hardware guys can't figure out who screwed it up. But that page is gone right now. Now, the cars are all still there. In fact, we've got a huge selection of cars that we have on clearance right now. So if you're in the market for a car, everything from an Audi to a Volvo, you're going to be able to find it at AutoFlex. We've got a ton of cars that really, really are marked down for sale today. But there's no manager's page right now. We discovered that 2 days ago, and we still haven't figured out how to fix it. So you got to give us a call, 817-972-234-1234. Ask about the Save Money Monday specials. Ask about the clearance cars. Go by one of the locations. You can see them there. You just can't see them online.
Right. One of the things I like about the Save Money Monday cars is that they're relatively new. You know, when people hear pre-owned car, they think, oh, it's going to be 15 years old. But no, these are like 2014, 2013, 2012 models.
Let me tell you, we don't like problems with cars with customers. Mm-hmm. We just don't. And if you put somebody in a 6 or 7 year old car, there's going to be problems because they break.
Right.
And if you're driving a 6 or 7 year old car right now, guess what? It's going to break.
The bottom line is, I think if somebody gets a pre-owned car, they buy one, they still for some reason expect it to perform like it's new
because it's new to them.
Well, and they sort of do. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons we don't sell those older cars or put them on flex buys. So you're right, 2014, 2013, a lot of newer cars, 2012s and 11s.
Mm-hmm.
We try though not to get too much older than that, just because. Now, price point wise, if you're wanting to save a lot of money, if you need a very inexpensive car, we have some, and I strongly suggest that you get an extended warranty when you get that car. And if you're driving, you know, I had a fellow with a finance company we do business with, one of our banks, contact me yesterday afternoon. His girlfriend has just gotten a 2011 Tahoe, and it doesn't have a lot of miles on it. It's got like 38,000 miles. It's a great car,
mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
It's outside of warranty.
But the first thing he told her is, you got to get a warranty for that car. So he called me yesterday afternoon, and we've arranged for a warranty for him, because if you're driving a 2011 and you don't have an extended warranty, it's going to cost you money. Trust me, it's cheaper to buy the warranty, I promise you. Over the next 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. It'll save you money.
And if you can, buy that extended service agreement. You know, if you did get your car new and you've decided to keep it for a long time, get the extended service agreement while it is still under the factory warranty, because then you get actually a more comprehensive extended service agreement. The car itself qualifies for more,
mm-hmm.
because it's currently under warranty. So do your best to make those decisions before you buy the car. I had a client that leased a Land Rover elsewhere. He didn't get all of his cars from me, but most of them. Anyway, he had leased this vehicle, decided to buy it at the end of the lease. Some people do that. I did it with one of my cars.
Mm-hmm.
But he turned down the extended service agreement at the dealer because it was so expensive. Now, keep in mind, this is a full-size Land Rover.
Right.
So to begin with, you're talking about upwards of $70,000 when it's new, which means the parts are expensive. It's not, you're not just paying for that nameplate. You are paying for expensive parts,
mm-hmm.
expensive technology. And the extended service agreement for that vehicle is also
expensive.
Right. That's kind of how that works.
Mm-hmm.
The more expensive the parts and the more complicated the repair and the higher the labor rate to work on the car, the more costly the warranty. But that should also tell you it is important to have one.
Right.
So invest in that right up front. If you're gonna get that expensive car that has all the little bells and whistles, make sure it's all covered.
Right.
He was shocked when he couldn't get it even cheaper from me, the extended service agreement.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, they've started already. Nice auto to, Audi to Volvo reference. You guys don't have a Zonda? No, and we don't sell Zimmers either. Very funny, though. Zimmers. I like that, a Zonda.
We do have Hondas, though.
We do, in fact.
If you're looking for that.
Hondas are great cars.
We've talked a lot about the new Dodge Challenger coming out, and it's 707 horsepower. And now they're saying it's going to get decent miles per gallon on the highway.
It's really sort of crazy, but it's rated at 22 miles per gallon on the highway. Now, this is, in fact, a 707 horsepower car that will run in the lower 10s on the track and then get 22 miles per gallon on the way home.
Dave, tell us all what lower 10s means.
That means that means it'll run a quarter mile in a little over 10 seconds. Makes nice. It really fast. 707 horsepower. When you compare it to other cars with that kind of horsepower, there's always the Lamborghini Aventador, which only gets 18 miles per gallon.
And it's only about a half a mil.
It's, yeah, exactly, 424,000. It's according to how many you can fit in your garage, right? and so also the Aston Martin Vanquish, it gets worse mileage than that, and it's 287,000. Here's the really cool thing.
But what do they do on the 10s?
Yeah, here's the really cool thing. The Dodge Challenger Hellcat is $59,000 to
base
begin
price.
With. It is the least expensive supercar, I guess, in the world. Because it, you know, I don't know how you wouldn't call it a supercar.
Muscle car.
Because of the amount of horsepower that it's got.
I call it
59,995. So really there is nothing else that comes close to that. One of the ways that they achieve the 22 miles per gallon is they have cylinder activation, which can cut off up to half the cylinders while you're on the highway and you don't need that additional power, which is displacement on demand is what they call it. Back in the early 80s, they called it the 864, which was the Cadillac engine that they tried to do this with, but that was well before the electronics we have now. So they use vacuum lines to deactivate the cylinders, and it was a nightmare. They only did it 1 year. It was 1981, and it was the fabulous 864 engine, which, again, was displacement on demand.
So when will these be available?
They're going to be available in 2015 in the model year. I don't know the exact delivery date on these, on the first ones, but a lot of talk in the industry about them just because they are the first really monstrous muscle car to come out of America in a lot of years.
Mm-hmm. Another Autoflex Leasing Fantex, we were talking about extended warranties, and somebody compares them to insurance. They say sometimes you need it and sometimes you don't. I have an 05 Kia Sorento EX with 95,000 miles. Never had a problem with it. It runs just like the first day I bought it, minus, you know, having a few tire changes and oil changes. But that's one of the people who has an extended warranty and hasn't had to use it.
And
it
he
is
makes
just
an,
like insurance.
He makes a note in there, though. He's never had to replace the timing belt. Okay, you've got a 95,000-mile car. Replace the timing belt today. Here's why. When it goes, it can cause warped valves, which means you need a new engine, which means the car is dead. It's not inexpensive to do. It's not an oil change.
Not cheap. Yeah.
But get it done anyway because you don't want that to fail because it could be very, very expensive.
Does every vehicle need a timing belt changed before... You know, 100,000 miles?
You know, as far as I know, usually 75,000 miles is the suggested. In the old days, timing chains were chains.
Right.
And they ran on sprockets. Now they're a belt, which is a little less.
Made of rubber, though.
Yeah, it's easier to break, I guess, over time. Heat and all that neat stuff. I think all of them do, but I'm not positive.
Well, look at your recommended maintenance because it is rubber. Your vehicle is almost 10 years old, and those things just deteriorate. They do.
He just texted back in. It's 195,000 miles, not 95,000. Well, so definitely get your timing belt
You're
changed.
Living on borrowed time.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Hello, welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. We were talking about Great Britain in our commercial break, so a little behind the scenes for you. AutoFlex Leasing Fan text 43733 or give us a call here at the studio, 877-881-1053. Or you can call AutoFlex. What are those numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 on your dial. If you're long distance.
Yes.
And you can also go to AutoFlex.com and see all our great pre-owned cars, a lot of which have been marked down, just not on AutoFlex.com.
I want to drive a Hellcat on the racetrack.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
That would be. Also, while you're at AutoFlex.com, click on the Facebook page and you can follow along with all the stories we talk about on this very show.
Plus more.
Yeah.
Yes. AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, do you all have a lease for a Ford F-250 King Rancher Platinum Diesel? Yes. That was pretty easy. They lease well. If I were going to, and it's according, if it's a business truck and you're going to write it off, we're going to be able to talk to you on a number of different levels because you may want to alter the lease some, and we can tell you how to do that to maximize your money and your return on the vehicle.
Nice. So have you guys seen a 3D printer before?
Yes.
On television.
Yes, I've seen it on TV.
Yeah.
But it's crazy the way it works. Yeah.
Well, there's a 3D printed car now.
That is insane.
I thought so too, but they've built a 3D printed car and it actually drives and runs. And Local Motors, which is an open source design company in Chandler, Arizona, expects the Strati, which is the name of the car, to be available in 2015. The scary part for me was they think it's going to be between $18,000 and $30,000. That's a pretty big spread.
Yeah.
But here's the reality. They crowdsourced the information. They took designs from all over the world. They picked an Italian designer as the winner, and they took his design, and then they went to the Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee, which has one of those giant 3D printers. They put his design in. They put in the materials that they needed, which was thermoplastic and carbon fiber, and they printed a car.
That's so
crazy to me.
Yes, I can't even fathom it.
It's a two-seater. It's got an open top. It's the kind of car they put an electric engine in it. It's the kind of car you would use to like run around the neighborhood with, mm-hmm. or maybe an urban car if you live downtown and work downtown. But it gets like 62 miles on a charge, and they added 50 pieces approximately to the original mold to make the car. The motor, the transmission, the headlights, yeah.
Tires.
Not to get too sci-fi on everybody, but if you can print out a car from an actual printer and it runs and drives, why can't you print out animals and people? You could clone people or like weird science come up with that.
Because alive, I think that's different.
But why? This is like almost alive. It's got an engine and it runs.
It's crazy.
But they added the engine. They added those external parts to make it. They basically printed the body of the car.
What if you print a body and then you put in a brain and a heart and organs and blood?
That's young Frankenstein.
One of my favorite movies. He is my boyfriend.
I think the okay. So the first one's called the Strati or Strati. I think all the others will be are they going to be called Ditto?
No. You know, if you go to AutoFlex.com and you like our Facebook page, you can see pictures of this, and it's got a couple of pictures of how it was made. And it does come out in layers. Yeah, it comes out in layers, and then they take a router, a specially built router, and they smooth the edges. But the whole thing is they can build this car. And they built the car in 44 hours.
Wow.
That's how long it took to print the car.
A 3D printing's been around a while. There's a fellow that I knew that worked for a company that would use the 3D printer and, you know, anything from little caricatures,
mm-hmm.
anything that they could make a copy of, a picture, it could print in 3D. It was fascinating.
Well, and here's the thing on this car. Say you want to change your car a little bit. They just change they change the mathematic formula they put in the computer, and it makes the changes to your car.
Style.
The other thing is, they say it's extremely comfortable and quiet because it's one piece.
And it's electric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to rattle.
They still
have
some safety testing to do.
Well, and it's still got to meet NHTSA standards. So it's got to be passed through the crash tests, and it's got to pass those. But it's crazy. The Strati and...
Awesome.
It's the first 3D printed automobile. Probably a really good look at the future. Maybe not for the whole automobile, but But there's a lot of parts that are being printed right now for automobiles on 3D printers.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, components.
All the things that probably are normally molded plastic.
Mm-hmm.
They can be printed.
Maybe that's how everything's going to start happening. The new iPhone 6 will be printed.
Are you going to get one?
No. Oh. Not for another few months.
Okay.
Did you see the first guy that get one in Perth, Australia?
Uh-uh.
He was the first guy in Perth, Australia to get one, and he was so happy, and he held it up, and he dropped it.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. No, really.
No, I don't like to stand in line at all, much less for 4 days on end just to get something that I can get in a few months. The other interesting thing about the Strati is that it runs up to 50 miles per hour, so it doesn't go very fast. You're right, it'd just be good for the neighborhood
golf
car.
Golf cart type vehicle.
And it travels 62 miles on a full charged battery. So you can get a little use out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the majority of people in America, that would get them to and from work.
It would for me all week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't even have to go over 50 if you don't get on any highways.
Right.
That's really sad. Had my car 3 years next month. It has 16,000 miles on it.
Wow.
I just got my new car printed.
That sounds so bizarre.
All right. Mercedes has now opted for cloud computing in order to protect their new vehicles from hackers. And folks, this is a real deal. If your car is totally connected to everything, if it's wirelessly connected, it can be hacked. People could actually take over different parts of your car. And or they could get all of your information, say, off your smartphone while you're connected to Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people keep stuff on their smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of wisdom going in here. Mercedes actually hired, and they call them technicians. They call them computer specialist contractors. They're hackers. They hired hackers to try to hack this new system that they've put in, which is a cloud-based computing setup for all the information that comes to and from your car. And so they went out, they hired a bunch of hackers, they tried to get it hacked, no one has been able to hack it, and hopefully it is a perfectly safe way for Mercedes to store your information, use your information, and keep you connected to their infotainment system, and your car connected to the new connected highways that we'll have.
We've talked before about having your home key set where your garage is programmed into the mm-hmm. roof of your car and you can just pull up and you don't have to actually get out or use your garage door opener. And they had on Tosh.0 this week life hacks. And that was one of the things he was, you know, jokingly advising people to do it. But he's like, next time you get into somebody's car, you can pull up home on their GPS and then they've got the home key and you can go in and take whatever you want. So the advice is make sure you don't have program home onto your GPS.
Put it in a neighbor's house.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, no.
He was saying the opposite. But
I wouldn't even bring you into my neighborhood on my home. I would maybe a neighboring neighborhood because it'll still get me from the palindrome or wherever I want to be back home. I know how to get home once I'm in my neighborhood.
Right. Or 7-Eleven. I mean.
Exactly. But don't CBS, put your own like home address into your navigation system just in case you have an unsavory valet driving the car.
Or you loan your car to somebody.
Or it gets stolen.
Oh, yeah. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 20,000 miles plus annual mileage lease. Is there any kind of fleet lease for a single car that's used as a mobile office? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really easy thing. We do those all the time. A number of professionals do those, and I'm going to – doctors do those.
Absolutely.
Lawyers do those. So there's a number
Realtors
absolutely do. So if you need more than 20,000 miles, that's easy. And if you want to set it up just like a fleet lease would be, a commercial lease, that's even easier. So, yeah, we can get them. Give one of the offices a call, 817 or 972, according to where you're closer to. 234-1234. Tell them what you're looking for. They'll be able to do it for you.
And from what I understand, I'm not a CPA, but I'll bet that it takes less billable hours from your CPA to calculate your write-off on a lease than it does on a purchase. Plus, you get more write-off.
It does, in fact. That's one of the savings that people don't consider when they're writing off their vehicle, is the accounting is much more simple to write off a lease than it is if you're writing off the depreciation on the vehicle. So you save CPA hours if
you're
in business.
And even if you are using your, TurboTax? It's probably still just a couple of clicks instead of, all right, now I got to find these records and these records
right.
and these records. It's a little bit easier.
Yeah, it comes down to just percentage of use rather than miles driven.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, speaking of cloud computing and the Mercedes deal, Cadillac says that they're going to have a nearly autonomous vehicle by 2017. And they're probably going to base it on the Cadillac that they have shown, which is called the Cadillac El Mirage. And that's a two-door coupe, and they've shown it as a concept car. But the new car that they're promising will be a four-door sedan and is built directly to compete with the Mercedes 500, the Lexus LS460, the BMW 7 Series, or the Audi A8. Cadillac is very unhappy because they are no longer the standard of the world for luxury cars. And they were for many, many years. So what they are doing is they're going to build a new car that is going to be, as they say, the standard of luxury in automobiles for the world. And it will almost drive itself. It will if you're on the highway and there's not a lot of intersections coming up and that kind of thing. You'll be able to, it's like cruise control, you can take your foot off the accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to take your hands off the wheel on this car. And this car is coming out by 2017. It's also going to be set up so that it interconnects better with other vehicles, the V2V connections, and the infrastructure, the highway infrastructure, intersections and things that will also be wired in, and that's V2I, vehicle-to-infrastructure connection. So it's built for the future, and they're coming out with it by 2017.
Well, I hope they have all of their recall issues and all these other things fixed up by then, because I've lost a lot of confidence, I have to say.
In that particular brand?
A little bit in GM with all of these issues, because they've delayed addressing things. And so if they haven't taken care of all this other stuff, their newest technology, I'm just, I'm iffy. Mm-hmm. On the fence. You have to prove it.
All right.
We'll see. I'm excited to see what they can do, but
I think it's funny the way they spell El Mirage, too. They didn't spell it like the traditional spelling.
No.
M-I-R-A-G-E. They did it Nicki Minaj style with an A-J at the end.
Yeah, they never do. One quick before the break here. Mini's coming out with a new five-door hatchback. They're going to show it at the Paris Auto Show. It's the first five-door hatchback that Mini has produced as a true hatchback. They say that most of the little wagons in the world are five-door hatchbacks, mm-hmm. So it's building one to compete with all of them. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. You know, Mini sales have not gone well for the last couple of years. They've actually gone down in volume, so they're coming out with a new product to try to improve their sales, and it's a good idea.
All right. Well, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with your hosts, David Glassengame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil Summers. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or shoot us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex. They're open today. What are those numbers, Dave?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area, as always, AutoFlex.com on the World Wide Web, where you can see our great pre-owned cars. One of the better things you can do there is you can actually get a Black Book appraisal on your trade-in without having to bring it in. Now, it won't be absolutely accurate because no one's looked at the car, but it'll give you a darn good idea of what your trade-in is worth. Click on What's My Trade Worth and get a free Black Book appraisal from your friends at AutoFlex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. AutoFlex Leasing Fan Texters, we do have the smartest fan texters in the world. In speaking of the timing chains, come on, all engines have... not all engines have timing belts, even in new cars. Corvettes, American pickups, and other pushrod motors don't have timing belts. They still have chains. Even motors that have timing belts are not all interference motors, so no bent valves, which means that he knows a lot more about motors than I do.
So you need to call this guy, Mr. Kia, with 195,000 miles, and find out if...
Yeah.
Or woman, excuse me, it could be...
Right. And his number is 214... No, I'm just kidding. So Toyota is issuing a recall on 20,000 vehicles.
Yeah, and there's so many recalls. There have been so many recalls lately that I have I've not covered them all on the air just because there's been so many. But this one affects a lot of people that drive cars right here in Dallas, so I wanted to talk about it. 2015 model year Lexus RX and four 2014 model year Toyotas, which is the Avalon, the Camry, the Highlander, and the Sienna, all may have a fuel delivery pipe that could leak because it was not welded properly by a supplier to Toyota. Now, Toyota says they're not aware of any fires or crashes as a result of the problem. Technicians at Toyota and Lexus dealers will be more than happy to inspect the fuel delivery pipe and replace it if it is one of the ones affected. And Tammy had mentioned earlier about the recalls and losing faith in vehicles. And there was a study done just this year by Black Book on the resale value of cars that had been involved in recalls. And to my surprise, they found out that it really doesn't affect the value of the car significantly, if at all. In fact, some cars have resold better after the recalls. Going back to the Explorer with the Bridgestone tires, where they recalled 6.5 million Explorers, and their sales went up in the next 4 years after that recall, which means that if a car is popular, if it's the cool car, if it's whatever, people are still going to get it. The Toyota Camrys, which had the supposed unintended acceleration recalls, thousands upon thousands of them, and they didn't really suffer any loss in value over time. The residual values, which is what we use, remained high on those cars because they're reliable and they're so popular.
Well, in my opinion, they also didn't have that many different options for SUVs back then either.
Well, and the Explorer was the hot car.
I know.
But that was our number one lease vehicle at that time.
They didn't have 25 others to go look at like they do now.
Right.
But from a sales standpoint, it looks like, it's counterintuitive, but it looks like that a recall doesn't really hurt the resale value on a vehicle as long as it's a good vehicle.
Okay.
Or numbers will tell you anything if you torture them long enough.
Exactly.
It's kind of like when we talked about the iPhone 6 earlier. There's going to be glitches because it's the first time it's ever out, and there's still people who want it because it's popular and
new.
The first one. Yeah, the best one available for them.
I'll wait a while.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. What's your take on the new Jaguar? They used to be electrical nightmares. The F-Type looks nice. It looks very nice, and they're not selling just really, really great. There's huge money back on some of those vehicles. So if you want to find out about that and talk about how much money you can save, give one of our offices a call. I love the car, by the way. It's a beautiful car and a fabulous driving car. If I had the car out of warranty, I would have an extended warranty on it.
Mm-hmm. So we're still talking about GM and their ignition switches because they've been going back and forth about this. Did they know? Did they not know? And now there's a new report out saying that maybe they did.
Well, and, you know, it's a pretty politicized arena, but the House report that came out this last week cites critical mistakes made by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. They accuse them of having the same mindset that GM does, so they sort of operated in silos. No one shared information with anyone else. The House committee says that the folks at NHSTA should have shared information, should have determined there were serious defects in cars that they didn't determine and that they should be held accountable for that. At the same time, the folks from the other side of the aisle said it's all GM, it wasn't the House, I mean, it wasn't NHSTA, and it was GM's fault. You know, the interesting thing in reading about all of this was that a lot of the information that went into the study and the results never was really made public. And GM sort of decided to take their whooping, as it was, rather than come out and try to defend themselves. But the reality is a lot of the passengers and the occupants and the drivers of the cars that were injured or killed weren't wearing their seatbelts at the time of the wreck. And what they don't talk about is almost all vehicles have a switch that doesn't deploy the airbag if the seatbelt isn't attached because it assumes no one's sitting in the seat.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's GM sort of bit the bullet and took the hit, and they're making up for it and doing the best they can to do that without coming out and trying to defend themselves. And certainly they had reasons to defend themselves, but there was also defenses available that they didn't make themselves they didn't avail themselves of.
After watching it was either 2020 or Dateline last night about Trinity Industries, I think that's a local company here, that builds all the guardrail systems for the entire United States, and how they made a slight change to the way they built those end caps, where if you hit the end cap, it's supposed to peel that guardrail back kind of like a tin can.
But
when they made this one-inch cut, this they reduced the size of this piece of metal that held the end cap. I can't really describe it exactly as is. All of a sudden, that doesn't work quite the same. And those guardrails started shearing off people's limbs and killing people because they would go right through the car.
Ooh.
Because the end cap would just pop off instead of pushing forward. And they say it's because of this slight change. So I think that and it didn't happen every time. And they've done some testing on this on the more narrow end cap piece. And it works some of the times, too. And I think the bottom line is it's dangerous to drive.
Yeah.
Try not to have an accident and do everything you can to protect yourself. But I don't think that 4-inch or 5-inch, I'm not sure either one is going to be a guarantee that that thing couldn't possibly impale your car.
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, if you don't hit the edge of the guardrail going 70 miles an hour, we're not having a conversation.
I agree with that. But what if you're minding your own beeswax and some goofball, you know, hits you from the side and pushes you into it because they're texting or doing something that or fall asleep? Anything could happen. The bottom line is it's dangerous out there. So if you're not even wearing your seatbelt, that airbag probably wasn't going to do much for you anyway.
Yeah.
I get that. And I know that we have to do things and build cars and everything as safe as we possibly can, but I don't think there's any way we can possibly cover every single possibility that could happen to somebody.
Right.
It does seem like we're trying to, though.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I appreciate that they are. I just, you know, I haven't been the victim of any of that, or nor have my loved ones. So,
yeah. I said knock on wood.
Knock on here.
For some wood.
Where
there
is some
go.
Wood? Everything in here is padded.
There
it's
we are.
A padded cell.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number, if you have a question, 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you're out car shopping today, give Autoflex a call. They will help you out, get you in the car of your dreams. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can do a lot of really cool stuff. One of the things you can do is set up a test drive online. If you want to drive a Ford, a Mazda, Toyota, and a Mercedes, let us know. We'll line them up side by side for you. Save you a ton of time. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. That's the first step you should take anyways.
Yeah. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. In my opinion, GM has been one of the most honest and noble car manufacturers over the years. I don't disagree with that. I think that the media gets entrenched in an area and just works it to death. Mm-hmm. And GM, unfortunately, was the focus of that. Toyota earlier was the focus of that. But I promise you, none of these people build cars to hurt people.
Right.
and people do make mistakes. So you just have to realize that we can't all be protected from ourselves.
No.
That's true.
Save me from myself, please.
If only there was a magic button. Mm. So, Japanese supplier executives have now been indicted in a scheme they were involved in.
Seven more of them for fixing prices, and this is not the end of the road yet. There have already been a number of guilty pleas by suppliers for fixing prices that they were on parts that they were selling to manufacturers for cars. It is business. In Japan, it's sort of business as usual. That's just like the guys that were indicted for taking bribes. That is sort of business as usual for the Japanese car business. And went on for years and years. I don't think it goes on now. But just like the fixing of prices, those guys got their heads together and decided a good way to keep their prices up and to make more money for their companies, and we all paid for it. So now seven of those executives we'll pay for it.
Good to know. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 43733. My car's approaching 200,000 miles. It's a Nissan Maxima. Will that prevent me from being accepted as a trade-in?
No, it does not. We'll accept almost anything as a trade-in. In fact, we've taken boats and motorcycles.
Really?
As trade-ins. Sure. Yeah, people trade in all kinds of stuff. People have tried to trade in their spouses. You know? But a 200,000-mile Maxima is still a good car. It still has value. We'll give you as much as we can for it. Now, one of the differences at Autoflex and in a lot of places like car dealers is there you go in and they have one guy and he tries to get the car for as little money as possible so he can resell the car and make money. Actually, on our end, we try to get as much money as we can to get to get you to be our customer, because once someone is our customer, there's a 70% chance they're going to come back to us, and we know that.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to maximize what we give people on trades, and the way we do it is we'll call wholesalers, we'll look at auctions, we'll look at what the books say, and we'll even call other dealers to try to get more money for your car so we can give you the most for it, and then you can become part of the Autoflex family.
Yay! And speaking of customer service, Autoflex wins customer service awards of excellence every year.
Yeah, we've won the Consumer's Choice Award for 14 years.
That's running. Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So you know you're dealing with good business if you go to Autoflex.
Well, I was talking to my crew the other day about why people choose us in the first place and then why they continue to come back. And you can grow with our company no matter what you're interested in. I still think a lot of people are stuck on, because our name is Autoflex Leasing, that's all we do. It is not.
Mm-hmm.
We do lease brand new cars. We have a pre-owned leasing program. We have our balloon financing program. We have our special financing program, the Flex Buy. There are so many different options for your needs financially and, of course, then the type of car. And let's say that single guy or girl comes to us, you know, fresh out of college. They want their little sports car. No problem. They want to lease that. Easy breezy. Maybe fast forward a few years and you have a spouse and you've moved to the burbs, but you're still commuting downtown, and now mm-hmm. you need something that gets better fuel economy and maybe could carry a couple of more people, so you get your family sedan. And then fast forward a few more years and then maybe there's a family involved with
yep.
children. Now we're talking maybe an SUV or a minivan. And then when they turn 16, we'll have some cars available to help you out with those teenagers. And then when they finally leave the nest and you're ready to get back to something smaller, exactly, we're still there for you. So lease or purchase, no matter what happens with your credits, the whole reason we developed our special finance division was back when everything started cratering, our client base needed some different kind of help.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of changed and grew with always keeping our base of leasing, you know,
right.
because that is a growing market. So, and dealing with the same individual over and over. The Loves came in recently and got a truck. You know, they've been calling me for years. I think I started with them in the 90s. They said, "We know we've gotten so many cars from Tammy." And just love them.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not the only ones. Lots of clients have been with us for
loyal.
Years. And through, well, I don't know if it's just so much loyal as they like the experience.
Right.
We take the pain out of it. First of all, if you do want to look at three different models, you don't have to spend three Saturdays of your month at a store trying to go through the test drive, find out the best price, and then what are the payments, and then you want to go to the next one. Well, by then it's 5 o'clock.
Yep.
It's time for your evening plans. So it's the next Saturday, which is the day you're off to do that again. You could buzz over at lunch, maybe after work one evening, test drive the cars, go home, sleep on it if you want to, or make that transaction happen as fast as you want.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll work at your pace.
I love it. And it makes it so much easier than the traditional car shopping experience.
I think so. I mean, I've been in the business forever. They've really managed to fine tune this to make this easy for the consumer.
Well, you know, that's the majority of feedback that we get from our customers. Is we didn't know it could still be fun to get a car.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know it could still be this easy to get a car. This was the easiest transaction that I've ever done. We had a customer write in a couple of weeks ago and said we had changed his opinion of automotive professionals because we employ automotive professionals, for
right.
one thing. and we do take care of our customers first.
So nice.
It's an easy way to get a car if you'd like to, and it doesn't cost any more money.
Mm-hmm. So 817 or 972-234-1234. If you want to give Autoflex a call, they are open today. Natural gas is now making headlines once again as an alternative fuel.
Well, it is. And, you know, it has been an alternative fuel for years, and it just hasn't really been in favor of a lot of the environmental groups and stuff. So there hasn't been a lot of pressure to build a natural gas car. There always have been natural gas vehicles, though, because, number one, it cuts most of the pollution out. It's about half the price of gasoline, and it runs a car just as easily as gasoline does. Now, mostly it has been used by municipalities to run their trucks on. Buses, you know, fleets of buses around town, the city buses, use natural gas.
Not diesel.
Huh. Natural gas. That's why you don't see black smoke coming out the back of them. So now Honda and Chevrolet are building natural gas cars to be sold in the United States. So it's going to be a Honda Accord, a Honda Civic, and it's going to be the new Chevrolet Impala. And the Impala will have a switch, so you can switch between natural gas and gasoline as you wish, or it'll run on natural gas, and when it runs out, it'll flip over automatically to gasoline. But it's sort of an interesting twist and really makes a lot of sense because we've got a lot more natural gas than we do anything else.
Go ahead, Tam.
Oh, I was wondering, are the trucks that the railroad uses to go out and work on the tracks and stuff, you know, the trucks that they run on tires around town, and then they have these things that come down and they can ride on the railroad tracks. I think, aren't those natural gas?
I have no idea.
I would wonder where to fill it up. If I had a CNG car, I'd be stressed. That I would run out and wouldn't have a place to fill up.
If you look at the United States, there's very few places. There's like 175 stations in the entire state of California, but there are 175 stations in California. If you go to Italy, which is a lot smaller than California, there's 800 natural gas fueling stations, and there's a lot of natural gas cars in Europe. So it's sort of a neat thing. It's not near as cool as maybe electricity for a lot of the green people, but for me, if it's half the price of gasoline, and it doesn't cost double to buy the car, I think it makes sense.
Yeah, especially if, like you mentioned on the Honda, you have a backup plan where it switches over. If you do start getting low, you don't just absolutely run out. You can always go to a regular station and fill up.
Yeah, that was the new Impala. That's going to be the 15 Impala, which is maybe the most improved sedan that I've ever driven in. That's just a great, great car. They made the change in 14, and it's really, really a nice car. For the money, it's amazing.
All right. So Tesla, once again, is in the news. They're trying to do some software upgrades.
Well, you know, there's really nothing new under the sun. We've heard from Cadillac and Mercedes-Benz and Honda and Nissan, and they're all going to build these cars that drive autonomously, which require them to be connected wirelessly to a lot of other things. And Tesla has now sent out the latest update to its vehicle wirelessly. So it is adding features to the vehicle over a cellular connection. And some of the things they've added is real-time traffic information so that when you hit your navigation, if there's a wreck in front of you, it will let you know about that and give you alternatives.
Love that.
It will now display the schedule from your smartphone. So it'll pull the calendar from your smartphone up and put it on the 21-inch screen in that car. If you've ever adjusted the suspension in the car to go over a certain area in a certain way, it will always remember that, and it will automatically adjust the suspension for you. If you want to nickname your car, you can nickname your car now, and it automatically will go into a power-saving mode at night to maximize your charging on the car. All of that done without you ever having to take your car into a dealer or get a smart stick and plug it in. Anything, you just send it to all the people that drive their cars.
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Do people still name their cars?
Absolutely.
What are y'all's cars' names?
I said people do. I don't do that.
David, do you have a car name?
No, certainly not.
Lane, does your car have a name?
No, I've had it for a couple years. I never bothered to give it one.
See, I don't either. I wonder if our AutoFlex leasing fan texters do. 43733. Let us know what kind of car you have and what you nicknamed them.
I did. Her. Call your car good car when you kept us from getting killed by that woman that came across three lanes that time.
Yeah.
Did you give it a little pat on the dashboard?
Oh,
good
I did.
Car.
I patted David. I patted the dash over and over because it was one of those inches. from a crash, and we're on the highway, highway speed, and she just comes across these three lanes.
She came across three lanes. She was totally oblivious. The car beside me locked them up and barely missed her, and she kept coming.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. it was not just us. It was. So here's the deal. That is when you get the rude honk.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you wore out the horn on that lady.
Not a little beep beep.
Nope.
Like light
not
screen.
Not an excuse me light screen. It was a what is wrong with you?
What the honk?
Well, that's how people. That's how people die.
Yeah, and it was on the freeway.
That's how people die. Is that people don't see or don't look or they're preoccupied. They're texting.
Oh
mm-hmm. You know.
That was that Lexus, and well, I remember what it was. We had talked about what percentage of steering and braking and cornering that we use in a car every day. We just use a small percentage
right.
of a car's actual ability in daily driving. He used like 100% of what that car had available to save us
right.
from that.
All right. There, we have a lot of people that name their cars.
All right, good.
Listeners got a 67 Shelby, oh my God, named Eleanor. 77 Eleanor. Ford Bronco named Billy. Oh, that's good.
Billy Bronco.
Yeah. Honda Odyssey is gold, so we named her Goldie.
Goldie Vaughn.
Yes, Goldie Vaughn.
Like Goldie Hawn.
94 Chevy named Gina. And finally, I can say this. My car is named, I'll just use the initials, POS.
Oh, and a 2014 Mustang named the Wee Baby Seamus. I don't know where that one would come from.
A little
Wee
Irish baby. Background there, maybe.
Oh,
yes.
Top of the morning to you. All right, we'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. In the meantime, you can call AutoFlex 817 or 972-234-1234 or go to the website autoflex.com. Thank you to Lane for David and Tammy. My name is Sybil. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Boom.
I fall off my chair and I'm wondering how I get down the stairs.